For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. A few weeks ago, I went to the emergency winter shelter in Ukiah to talk to people about what they plan to do next, now that the shelter is closed for the season. I met a couple of high school seniors who are not homeless, but who wanted to do something to alleviate the stigma surrounding people who are.
I'm Jasmine Ramirez.
Hi, I'm Marcella Rodriguez.
And we're passing out cameras to the people at the shelter so that they can, like, take pictures of their everyday life, just to kind of show how the homeless people in Mendocino County live. And we came to pick them up today, and we passed them out last week.
The students made two sets of the pictures and gave one set to the people who took them. They put together a display with the other set and made a presentation to their civic engagement class. I swung by to find out how it went.
Have we hit the time? No, we haven't. Do what
Does
we do every
have
day.
An iPhone charger?
Chromebooks out. We have a presentation. We gotta take notes.
Y'all wanna...
Ramirez got right to the point.
We saw a lack of compassion for the local homeless population in our area, and we wanted to capture what it was truly like to be homeless in Ukiah. And our project was to give disposable cameras to a group of homeless people and who voluntarily and willingly wanted to show us what their lives consist of. And now we're presenting the returned and developed photographs to you guys to raise awareness of the lives of our local homeless population and hopefully encourage students to pursue volunteering for the homeless.
Tony Marsh, who helped run the shelter, provided details ranging from the life stories of the people in the pictures to the names of their dogs. The students talked about some of the preconceptions they'd had and what they remembered most.
That's taken from the southeast corner facing into the men's dorm, and you can see our tiny little closet of an office.
And these ones were taken by David
Grappone.
And I don't know, in that picture he reminds me of Walt Whitman. I kind of assume, you know, like, with the area that we live in, a lot of them are termigrants, and they're just, like, coming and going. And when we went to the homeless shelter, a lot of them were born and raised here. They went to school here, and they were part of our community, and now they're homeless.
And then some people, it was kind of sad because some of them were like, no, I'm good. Like, you know, they were super nice here talking to us, but they're like, I don't want to take pictures because my life isn't pretty.
I caught up with the two young women after their presentation. Ramirez reflected on her experience.
I don't know, it did feel a little bit kind of like journalism because I was going out there and I had to, like, you know, talk to them and ask them questions, just kind of get their story to kind of like add on to our presentation. And then we had to have them sign waivers, and you know, sometimes you gotta do that. And it was, yeah, like, it was kind of like journalism, but they were the ones who were telling their story with the cameras. So it was more like, we were just like giving them a platform, but they were doing all the work.
Ramirez hopes to become a veterinarian and expressed concern for one of the homeless dogs that appeared to have a health problem. Rodriguez is interested in volunteering this summer and learning how to paint cars. She talked about the importance of making personal connections.
There was this one guy that we met, but he actually didn't take any cameras, but every time I see him around town, I'm like, hey, you, how you doing, you know? Because he was super cool and he would conversate with us, but like he didn't want to take pictures though, but he was really cool and I remember him. And I see him a lot around town. And so I think it's like you're friends with them, you know, you it's just like meeting new people, but some people don't see it that way just because they're homeless. You know, some people just avoid it. And I think it's good to like be friends with them, you know, make them feel like, you know, they got people to talk to.
I'm Sarah Reith. We just heard from Ukiah High School seniors Jasmine Ramirez and Marcella Rodriguez about their senior project handing out disposable cameras to local homeless people. They hope to get some insights into other people's lives and encourage their peers to volunteer.